Vlad the Drac, written by Anne Youngman and read by Anthony Daniels.
Chapter 1. The Ravine. Judy and Paul got back into the coach. It wasn't their idea of a holiday. 3 monasteries in one day. Admittedly, they were painted monasteries covered with pictures from the Bible hundreds of years old, and all the grown-ups seemed to think they were very splendid. But Judy and Paul agreed it was boring. Mr. and Mrs. Stone had had this idea of a week's coach trip in Romania, and Judy and Paul had thought it sounded good. But mostly, it had been sitting in a coach.
"Well, it's only a few more days," said Paul. "And Mum and Dad are having a good time. Maybe we'll get a proper holiday this summer."
"I certainly hope so," said Judy as she settled once again in her place in the coach. Mrs. Stone leant forward. "Don't look so miserable, you two. That's our last monastery. We're going up into the mountains now, and the guide says it's snowing up there. You should like that." Paul brightened up.
"Snow at Easter? Oh, good. We'd be able to go to bogganing and sliding and build a snowman and play snowballs."
"Well, no," said Mother. "I doubt it. We'll just be driving through, but it'll look beautiful. And the mountains are covered with pine trees with snow resting on them. It'll look like an illustration from a fairy story."
"What's the use of snow if you can't play in it? I don't want to look at it," grumbled Paul.
"These are no ordinary mountains," said Mr. Stone, trying to cheer the children up. "They're the Carpathian Mountains. We're travelling into Transylvania, and that's vampire country. Vampires have wings and long pointed teeth that suck blood from people at night when they're asleep."
"Really?" said Paul. "But I thought vampires were mythical creatures that never really existed."
"That's right," said Mr. Stone. "But this is where the myth comes from. Count Dracula is supposed to have his castle here, and we're going to visit it."
"Was Count Dracula real, then?" asked Judy.
"Well, sort of," said Mr. Stone. "You see, there was a king here long ago called King Vlad, who was very cruel. And some people think the Dracula legend was based on him. But there are really no such things as vampires except in books and horror films. Still, it'll be exciting to see the Carpathian Mountains and the castles, don't you think?"
"I'd rather go to bogganing," grumbled Paul. "But it'll be better than monasteries, I suppose."
As the coach climbed higher and higher into the mountains, even Paul and Judy were impressed by the scenery. The mountains seemed to touch the sky. And though it was cold, the sun was shining and the snow glistened silver on the trees. After a few hours' drive, they came to a spectacular ravine. The rocky sides of the mountain rose up sheer on either side of a narrow path. It was dramatic, frightening, and beautiful.
"I can just imagine bandits operating round here," said Paul. "What a spot for an ambush."
Lots of people in the coach wanted to take photographs, so the coach stopped.
"Be back in 10 minutes, said the guide. "Can we go for a walk in the snow?" asked Paul.
"Of course," said Mr. Stone,
"but be careful you don't get left behind."
"No fear," said Judy. "Not here, it's really creepy. I'd be scared stiff alone here. And at night, I think I'd just die of terror."
"Off you go then," said Mrs. Stone.
Paul and Judy got off the coach and looked up in amazement at the steep, rugged sides of the ravine.
"It really is strange, isn't it?" said Judy.
"Not at all real, more like a picture from an old book." At that moment, a snowball hit the back of her neck and the water trickled down.
"That wasn't fair," she shouted at Paul. "I wasn't ready."
And she picked up a handful of snow to make into a snowball. Paul dashed off down the path. After a minute, he slipped and fell. He sat up quickly, but Judy leapt on top of him and stuffed snow down his coat. They were rolling in the snow and laughing when a voice said indignantly,
"Into your mind, you're crushing me."